Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Joe Frost, a self-proclaimed idea guy and action hero focused on building the perfect practice for CMOs to deliver unbiased marketing expertise to all your CMO clients. And Mr. Frost, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thanks for having me, Eric. I really appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, tell us about why you started your CMO and what problems you were solving.
Yeah, so we started your CMO about 4 years ago, and we were trying to solve two problems. The first problem was we saw a lot of companies, a lot of organizations that really didn't have C-level marketing leadership. They didn't have a very strategic approach to marketing. They were chasing tactics, hiring sometimes the wrong internal team members, and even spending too much money with agencies that may not be as strategic as they needed. And so we saw that as a big problem in the marketplace. The other problem we saw was there was a lot of marketing consultants that were really good, that can deliver strategy, but did not have a very good recurring revenue model. They would chase a project, receive a project from a client, do the work, and then they'd have to go chase another project again. So they were going up and down with their revenue streams and their project work. So we developed the Your CMO fractional marketing system to kind of solve both problems. We help organizations that need access to C-level marketing expertise to build those strategies and to help execute in an unbiased way, because we're not an agency. We don't have any services to sell or any systems or tools to sell. We just have our time and our CMO's time. And then we solve the CMO project or problem by giving them a place to go when they want to go out on their own, but not alone. So we have give them a back office with full-time marketing coordinators that support their work. So from a strategic standpoint, they can stay at a high level with the coordinators doing the tactical work. We give them peer-to-peer learning opportunities, back office for shared services, some lead generation activity, and a system they can follow that allows them to build recurring revenue by delivering their service to their clients.
Awesome stuff and some really good information to kick things off here today. Now, tell us, what is a fractional CMO and what is fractional marketing? Touch on some of those details.
Yeah, so the fractional concept has been around for a little while in the enterprise space. Most people associate with a fractional CFO, where a full-time CFO will split their time amongst a handful of companies to deliver that high-level CFO service, because they can't afford a full-time CFO to do the work. And frankly, they don't need a full-time 40-hour a week CFO. We've applied that model to the marketing space. So a fractional CMO is a full-time chief marketing officer, very high-level, senior experienced person that will share their time with a handful of clients. So rather than having to spend $250,000 a year to access a C-level CMO marketer, you can get 20% of their time for a fraction of that cost. And so that's what a fractional CMO is.
And thanks for your input and clarification on that. Now, how do you differ from a marketing consultant, freelancer, or agency?
So that's a great question. Thanks for asking. We always let people know that we differ from an agency because we just don't have anything to sell. So we can provide unbiased marketing advice at the strategic level to determine what is the best strategy. And then we can determine, all right, based on that strategy, what are the right tactics that we need to go pursue and what's the right budget so we can optimize and get the most out of our ad spend. That's different than an agency who oftentimes may have full-time creatives on staff and copywriters and designers and developers, or an agency that has a particular software like a HubSpot or something that they have to sell to kind of keep their business afloat. We are completely unbiased in that way. And not that agencies are bad. They're a good fit for some clients, just not for our clients. We differ from a traditional consultant because we do more than just come in and build the plan. We stay along and execute following our kind of process that's built on the six fundamentals of marketing. So as a strategic consultant, we can build that high-level strategy, but then as an execution team, we stay along with the client, usually 18 to 24 months, to make sure we get that plan executed. We have a full-time marketing coordinator that also supports that execution, so it allows the client a lot more hand-holding, accountability, and follow-through on the execution side than a typical consultant will.
Today, we are joined by Mr. Joe Frost, the founder of Your CMO, that delivers unbiased marketing expertise here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Frost, what marketing problems do you see most businesses have, and how do you solve those problems?
We see a lot of companies that really don't know what they don't know. So a lot of their problems are they're unclear even to themselves. So they're reaching out to us because they feel like they need a digital marketing strategy to complement their traditional work, or they're spending a lot of money on digital or traditional advertising and just not seeing the return. Or in some cases, they feel like they've kind of outgrown their marketing. Their sales are picking up at a pace, but their marketing team isn't, because they may have the wrong internal team member, so they need some development and some support. So we see a lot of these different problems. Probably the most common is somebody is chasing a tactic. Like, they feel like, I need to add Google AdWords, or I need a new website build, or I need a trade show coming up, and I need some help. And typically they're finding a marketing consultant or looking for a marketing consultant to do that. And when they find us, we're able to educate them on the value of really, let's take a step back and look a little higher up at the strategic level. Who is the audience that we're going after, and what are the best tactics? And is this tactic one of those, or should we be doing something else first? So our approach is really, let's talk at a higher level first. Let's do some audit work to truly understand, like, what your baseline is, where you're at now, what's working, what's not working, what are the issues, what are the opportunities, and then we'll come in and build a collaborative strategy that really targets the right audiences with the right messages at the right time to drive sales. And ultimately for us, marketing has to drive sales. That's the reason it exists. We're very much aligning sales and marketing throughout our entire engagement with the client.
Also, Mr. Frost, what do business owners need to know about marketing to do a better job themselves? Love to hear your take on that.
Well, a lot of business owners understand marketing differently from one another. When you say marketing and ask somebody what it means, there's 12 different answers from 12 different people. So the first thing that I think business owners just need to really understand is marketing is complex. And it's getting ever, ever more complex with the advent of social media and digital marketing options and now connected TV. And there's just so much new things that are going on. It's a very complex subject matter. And because it's complex, you can find yourself chasing tactics down many different roads, likely attached to a really good salesperson that has come in and told you this is the next silver bullet. And really, there is no silver bullet. You have to have a very strategic approach first, and then find the right tactics to go after. So if a business owner can remember one thing, it's marketing is super complex, and you need to find a resource that can come in and help simplify it for your organization. And that's what we feel we do as a fractional CMO, is we understand the complexity, but then we know how to get it built into an executable strategy that we can help leverage internal team members execute, as well as find the right vendor partners to help execute.
Joe, really great to have you with us, and thanks for the information shared here today on the program on behalf of Your CMO. As we conclude, what are the top three things you do as a fractional CMO that provides the most value?
Yeah, probably the top things we do is, one is during the audit, we do buyer interviews where we speak to actual customers of the company, and we're listening for insights that help us understand what were the triggers when somebody first decided to buy or sell your product or service, or what were they looking for when they came along that buyer journey, what steps they took along the way, and what ultimately was the decision criteria. So those buyer interviews give us some of the most amazing insights that are big aha moments most of the time for an organization. Another thing that we do is we build an evergreen calendar, That's our first campaign work we do for a client. And that is a 12-month, every day, every week, every month, every quarter activity calendar that focuses on awareness. That's kind of the behind-the-scenes marketing that every organization should do. So we do that right out of the gate. And then the third thing is we establish a real internal cadence of accountability within the organization. We have weekly check-ins with a scorecard that clearly identifies what's working and what's not with marketing. And the internal team members, not just us, get in a real rhythm and cadence of going to that and making decisions based on the numbers, not just what they think might be working or not working. So those are our top three things that we provide.
And we certainly appreciate that. Super information. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on the program. And thank you also for what you do in the space via your CMO. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and get more information on your firm, Your CMO. Where's the best place to get further details?
Well, certainly you can go to our website, yorcmo.com, yourcmo.com. You can find me pretty much anywhere at Omaha Joe on Twitter, Instagram, and throughout the social medias. And I'm happy to respond to any inquiries directly or on social. So that would be terrific to hear from people.
Well, you've certainly got the bases covered. Again, Mr. Frost, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate your time.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Joe Frost, the founder of Your CMO that delivers unbiased marketing expertise. And for all the details, visit yourcmo.com. This link will be added within the show notes of this broadcast to be of further help. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.